Krásný dobrý den, doufám, že jste všichni v pořádku a že to doma zvládáte a že statečně bojujete a nezlobíte moc rodiče. Tímto bych vám chtěl popřát všechno nejlepší a hodně zdraví v téhle době a zároveň vám představit dnešní část hodiny. Dneska se zaměříme na gramatický jev pasivní formu, o které jste určitě slyšeli, buď ji můžeme mít v přítomnosti nebo v minulosti. Tak hnedka vám to přeložím do angličtiny. A je to z toho důvodu, že jsem chtěl, abyste také slyšeli angličtinu a nejenom jste třeba četli nebo popřípadně něco vyplňovali. S tím, že druhá část, potom, kterou vám přiložím, tak jsem pro vás připravil pracovní list, který bych byl rád, kdybyste vyplnili právě na základě těch gramatických jevů toho pasivní formy. A následovně mi ji odeslali na e-mail, popřípadě v budoucnosti, teďka v krátké budoucnosti se bude přecházet na novou formu výuky, a která poskytne další složku, což budou úkoly, tak tam vás potom poprosím, jestli byste vkládali všechny pracovní listy a všechno, co vám pošlu. Ale k tomu se ještě dostaneme. Right now, it's time to move on and switch to English. I hope, guys, you're all right, you're doing well, and everything is fine at home. And yeah, in today's lesson, we are gonna focus on grammar, above all, passive form. In the first place, I will read you something in English, then I will try to translate it to Czech. The reason why I am recording this sound recording is that I wanted you to hear English too, if it makes sense, because all the time you are forced to do some kind of homework and stuff, but it's better to hear it than just when you read or when you do other stuff. So, right, I've got the grammar here, so I will try to explain you passive form. Right, the first example. Let's say this house was built in 1961. Is it passive or is it active? No, it's passive because there is the phrase was built. Was built is passive. Compare active and passive. Somebody built this house in 1961. However, this house was built in 1961. So that's the difference. One is active, one is passive. Usually when someone does it, it's active. And afterwards, if the subject is built or is written or whatever, it's passive form. All right? Let's move on. When we use an active verb, we say what the subject je podmět, does. Let's say an example. My grandfather was a builder. He built this house in 1961. Another example. It's a big company. It employs 200 people. Pro ty, kteří nevědí, co to je employ, tak je to sloveso zaměstnat, což znamená, respektive co to znamená, když máme it employs 200 people. Určitě si na to odpovíte sami. When we use a passive verb, we say what happens to the subject. How old is this house? It was built in 1961. Therefore, first there was a question and then we answered with passive form. 200 people are employed by the company. Right, another rule which we've got here regarding passive form is when we use the passive, who or what causes the action is often unknown or unimportant. So, it's not very important nor unknown who does it or who says it. A lot of money was stolen in the robbery. Somebody stole it, but we don't know who. Therefore, we say a lot of money was stolen in the robbery. Is this room cleaned every day? Again, is this room cleaned every day? Does somebody clean it? It's not important who did it, who cleaned it, but the most important thing is that this room, let's say this room where we are right now, is cleaned every day. Another, if we want to say who does or what causes the action, we use by. So you can notice when you have a passive form that is always by. So the phrase is followed by and then someone or something. Let's give an example so that you can see it better. This house was built by my grandfather, as it was before. Let's say, this room was cleaned by me. Or this room was cleaned by my brother. 200 people are employed by the company. Right, we've got another rule. The passive, when we use the passive, it's always with the verb to be. That is to say, be done, be cleaned, be damaged, damaged, be built, be seen. Right, or something is done or cleaned, or it was written. As you can see, it was written, the book was written, so there is was as the verb to be. For irregular past participles, done, seen, known, that is the third form. Study the active and passive forms of the present simple and past simple. I will give you two examples and so that you can see the active. Somebody cleans this room every day. However, this room is cleaned every day. The same if we are talking about the passive form but in the past. Somebody cleaned this room. Or the room was cleaned by someone. Right, so in other words, we've got the verb to be, I am, he, she, is, or it is, you are as the second, and then we are, you are, and they are. And then it follows always with the third form of the verb. So, I am done here. You are done here. She is done here. It was done. Or, I did it. I'm sure now you understand how this works. And last but one is this rule. So, in the past, I was, or you were, and you can say anything. Let's say, we were woken up by a loud noise during the night. So imagine during the night there was some kind of noise and all of a sudden, suddenly, což znamená z ničeho nic, jste se probudili. Takže, my jsme se probudili. We were woken up by a loud noise during the night and we couldn't sleep anymore afterwards. So it was kind of irritating. Did you go to the party? No, I wasn't invited. Unfortunately, I had to stay at home. How much money was stolen in the robbery? How much money was stolen in the robbery? So someone stole the money, but we don't know who it was. Therefore, we used the passive form. Alright? Is it clear? Right. The money was stolen in the robbery. Yeah, by the way, I can recommend you a great series. Yeah, if you're talking about series, it's always a series, even though it ends with S. Alright? It's called, in Spanish, La Casa de Papel. Myslím, že to je dům z papíru. kdybyste to dávali do češtiny, jinak je to ve španělštině La Casa de Papel. A je to výborný, výborný seriál, právě tam můžete slyšet i tuhle tu hlášku. How much money was stolen in the robbery? Oh, the money was stolen. Takže, teďka jsme si projeli tuhle tu gramatiku a hnedka pod touto audionahrávkou, tak budete mít link, budete mít odkaz na soubor, který si prosím vás stáhněte. Vyplňte chybějící slova, je to na procvičování toho té pasivní formy. You can use it to practice the passive form and afterwards when you complete it, when you finish it, please can you send it to me either on the email which you have just up above this link, or you can wait until the new form of like the teaching form is released and then you can upload it online, okay, in the section which says homework. Takže tam bude sekce úkoly a tam vás když tak poprosím potom to uploadovat anebo mi to pošlete na e-mail. A tímto se s vámi loučím, když tak vám potom nahraju další audio nahrávku. Right, this is over for today. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you're fine, just honestly. You take care and I'll see you soon, I'm sure.